It's Indy 88, and if you've been listening over the last week or so, you've heard me talk a lot about this thing called Bill 5, Protect Ontario by Unleashing Our Economy Act. And it is a lot of things. I don't think it's doing much to protect Ontario, especially on the environmental front. And I'm very happy to welcome onto the show today my member of provincial parliament, Mary Margaret McMahon. First of all, congratulations. Is this your second term now as an MPP?
It is. It should be my first because the election wasn't supposed to be till the 2026.
Yes.
But yes, it's the second.
Yes.
Thank you.
I discovered this kind of just by accident. I feel like this thing is not getting the ink or the air that it deserves. Seems like Uncle Dougie there, Mr. Dofo, is actually pulling a very Trumpian move here in what he is saying to protect us from Trump.
He is. And first of all, it's an omnibus bill. So it's colossal. And there are so many things to unpack in it. But I think it will get attention, and thank you for doing your part.
Yeah.
But when environmental groups, when the average Joe citizen gets wind of what it is, once they figure it out, they're going to be up in arms. It's going to be the new, like, Greenbelt 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that caught my eye, I'm just looking on the Legislative Assembly of Ontario website, and here are the acts that are affected by this bill. The Ontario Heritage Act, the Ontario Energy Board Act, the Environmental Assessment Act, the Mining Act, the Environmental Protection Act, the Electricity Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the Rebuilding Ontario Place Act, all in one bill. And the one that got my eye was the Endangered Species Act. Can you tell me, basically, they're taking that whole thing apart. What do you what's your take on that part of it?
Well, as a big environmentalist, that is number one concern for me.
Yes.
So basically, they are seeing the Endangered Species Act as it is right now and coming up with their own Species Conservation Act.
Wow.
And a couple of things in it. So they're like rejigging how you protect a species with its habitat. So basically they will protect a species where it lives, and where it lays its eggs. So imagine, okay, that's good. Let's apply that to Doug Ford.
Okay.
You can have your bedroom, Doug Ford, but we're going to take away your stairs. We're going to take away your living room, your kitchen. You've got to figure out how to feed yourself. We will let you have the hospital, your local hospital, so you can have your babies born there. But that's it.
But there's no roads to get there.
Exactly.
So
screw you on the commute.
Yeah.
You know, so Blanding Turtle, which commutes 2 kilometers from the wetlands to lay its eggs.
Right. Now, this is the part that gets me. Right now, there's a panel of experts who basically decide what are endangered species, correct?
Exactly.
And who will be deciding what are endangered species if this act, if Bill 5 goes through?
So the panel, the Committee of Experts, COSERO, is still there.
Okay.
And they are credible, they are experienced, they're knowledgeable, their background is in biology, ecology, life sciences, conservation, so they know what they're talking about.
Sure.
When they determine what species should go on the list and how they would be protected. So normally they would recommend the species that would go on the list. There's a proper process.
Yes.
Well thought out and methodical. Now, their recommendation would go to the government. So here's the thing. I'm not sure how well Doug Ford did in biology class. But now the government will vet it. They will determine.
Wow.
And so what's the point of having these scientists, brilliant scientists? So basically it's an arrogant attitude of the government.
Yeah.
They're thinking they're smarter than the scientists.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely. Wrong. Yeah. It's ridiculous. They get final say, ultimately.
Yeah. But yes, we know.
Yeah.
And my experience with this.
This current government?
Well, the rules don't apply. They've never applied to Doug Ford. They didn't apply in high school. They didn't apply at Toronto City Council. And they sure as hell don't apply now as Premier of Ontario.
Yeah. So what can we do? That's the ultimately thing. After all of this, I mean, they have a majority. What can we do?
Yeah. Well, I'm an eternal optimist. So it's power to the people.
Yep.
We've seen reversals with this government thanks to people power.
Okay.
So we need people to try and dissect that colossal omnibus bill and pick something that really matters to you. There are so many things. We won't even get into Ontario Place or the solar industry, mining, et cetera. But write and call relentlessly to your member of provincial parliament.
Okay. Yeah.
In addition to that, find out your family members, your friends, your enemies, anyone else you know, and get them to do the same to their MPP.
Grassroots, right? It's got to be a groundswell, by the people.
Yep.
Well, Mary Margaret McMahon, thank you so much. Thank you. You're a wonderful neighbor. We've lived next to each other for 20 years now. And I didn't even get into the fact that you were also a city councilor during some of the craziest times of city council.
Yes. I have gray hair on one side of my head from Rob Ford and gray hair on the other side from Doug.
That's what I was going to say. You got the line right down.